Vai ser que tal Ibn Abol que é a história. When I saw the first time, I have to say for the tone, I was mamish astonished. Baal Shem Tov was the caliph. Nobody knew who Baal Shem Tov was. He wasn't an official yeshiva in Baal Shem Tov. He was the caliph of the Beit Shemagi, the rest of Fonoi. All of him, he was the caliph. All kinds of pervades of his caliph. So there was a very big rov and a very big gon, a very big tzaddik. His neshom is also shaykes to Baal Shem Tov. And Baal Shem Tov was spalel that this person should eventually come to him. But this person, the Shumayfish did not come to Baal Shem Tov. He thought at the beginning, the teaching of Baal Shem Tov is not kosher with Yosher, after the battle of Shabbos Tzvi and so on. So Meir, he was afraid, so he didn't want to come. Baal Shem Tov all kinds of fillers and katakol that he should come. And eventually he decided, you know, let me just see what Baal Shem Tov teaches. Let me just, next Sefer, when we Nikach Sefer, let me see him. So he decided he's going to come for a Shabbos to Mezibus, and he's going to go to the Tishman, Baal Shem Tov, and hear what's the tales of Baal Shem Tov. He came Friday, right Friday Mezibus. He rented a room in a Tetchman, an inn, the Hilbi Shabbos. But Shabbos, but traveling, he go to Baal Shem Tov. A Milcha, he decided to go to the Milcha. On the way, they came to Israel, came to him, but Shumay finished. He was in Mezibus already. On the way, he went to the Smetch of Baal Shem Tov, and he changed his mind. He won't go. The boy said, he went away, went to daven a different minyan in Mezibus. He went back to his hotel, obviously, it's in the Tetchman, Sude Shabbos, and after Sude Shabbos is Baba Seder, he starts to learn. And as he learns, he falls asleep. And as he falls asleep, also is a chizoyan, also is a vision. What? Baal Shem Tov, the Rizal arguing, debating, a pshat in the Zohar. The Zohar, he saw the page of the Zohar, and they were arguing, what's the pshat? The Rizal said, this is the pshat. Baal Shem Tov, this is the pshat. And they couldn't resolve, agree, what's the right pshat. So Rizal said to Baal Shem Tov, you know what? Let's go to the Mechaber of the Zohar, to Rashbi. Yeah, let's go to his Hechel and ask Rashbi himself, what's the pshat in the Zohar? So this Baal Shem Tov agreed. So they go. As a tiny lot of his heart, difficult to go to the Hechel of Mashiach, of Rashbi, giving the Perek Zayin in Tanya, how difficult, but for them, just open door. So the Rashbi and the Arizal and Baal Shem Tov go into the Hechel of the Rashbi. And they present this page in the Zohar, and they say, the Arizal says, this is the Pshat, Baal Shem Tov, this is the Pshat in the Zohar, what is the correct Pshat? Rashbi is behind in this page of the Zohar. The boy says the correct pshat is like the Arizal. So Baal Shem Tov says to Rashbi, this Torah, whose Torah is this? Is this your Torah or is Hashem's Torah? You only have this Torah through Ruach HaKodesh. But everything what you teach is Hashem. Let's go ask Hashem what's the pshat. And Rashbi said, this is the pshat. But Baal Shem Tov says, you know what, stop. You wrote the Torah, the Zohar. But whose Torah is Hashem's Torah? Let's go ask Kutshi Brichi, what's the richtige pshat, what's the correct pshat in the Zohar? What do you think? They went all three, Rashbi, and Baal Shem Tov, and Arizal, went to Kutshi Brichi, the Atzmuz, asked what's the pshat. And guess what, as we say, pshat is like the Baal Shem Tov. In other words, we see here that even the Rashbi himself, the Altrebbe, Baal Shem Tov, knew a deeper pshat. So why is it? Because Barizal was there for Sevev Klamin, the Rashbi is also Baal Shem Tov. It's Atzmus, that's a better Atzmus. It's the Gifun Atzmus, and they see the Indian from Chassidus Chabad, Chassidus Baz, the Gifun Atzmus. Why is it? Because till now, all Kabbalah was a hemshech for Matan Torah. Chassidus Tiratel for Baal Shem Tov, and Chassidus is the first race, the first Nitzotzim, the race of Shem Mashiach, the Terech Hadosha. And this is a Gil von Atzmus, this is the Gil von Chassidus Chabad, the Gil von Atzmus. Anyways, Rabbi Yisai, Asher Matov Chalkenu, that we have now Shaiches to such a Tov, which even the Rishonim didn't have, not even Mikubolim Mitzvahs, and Baruch Hashem, we have this Gil von Gil Atzmus, that as Rabbi Shab said, when I learned to get the Torah, we feel Atzmus. At least we don't feel Atzmus when we learn to get the Torah, but at least we're aware of it, what's hidden in this Sefer.